Here is his method for making the Ramus Gin Fizz, which you too can make. It's a very wonderful, delectable drink, particularly if you'd had a very busy night the night before. Here's the way to make it. It's very simple. You need the following ingredients: a mixer, not an electric one, an ordinary cocktail shaker, the white of an egg, and the juice of a lemon per person, then 3 ounces of gin per person, if you really want a good-sized drink, and 1 ounce of cream per person, not milk, not the top of the bottle, but real fine cream. Here's what you do. As I mentioned before, you put the juice of the lemon, the white of an egg, 1 ounce of cream, and 3 ounces of gin, plus, and remember this, 1 teaspoon of powdered sugar, and also, and this is very important, 1/4 teaspoon of orange flower water into your shaker with a little finely shaved ice, about 3 ounces per person, and shake it. Let's go. Have you got your shaker filled up there? Shake it now. Be sure you shake it very hard. This drink has a great many ingredients in it that most people think would not mix very well together, such as cream and lemon, but actually they do, because they are well dissolved and the cream and orange flower water cuts it. Now shake this drink and don't take any shortcuts. You should shake this for at least 2 minutes. That's the trick of the drink. That's the way it's done at the Roosevelt and St. Charles hotels in New Orleans. This is a very interesting drink. It is the sort of drink that if you go to New Orleans, you will see a lot of people having, particularly on a Sunday morning after football games or during and after the Mardi Gras. It is a drink that is far easier to digest than a Bloody Mary. Now, here we are. Have you shaken it? Well, pour it out immediately. Don't let it remain in the shaker, because obviously the ice is going to melt too quickly. Now, that is a Ramus Gin Fizz. Now, this next drink has several appellations. Some people call it a Bloody Mary. Other people, such as Mr. Hamo, the head bartender of the Pierre Hotel in New York, prefers to call it a Red Snapper. There is a dispute, but generally, people call it a Red Snapper if gin is used, and a Bloody Mary if vodka is used. I believe the drink should be prepared by using vodka. There are many stories as to how this libation originated, but my favorite one, and the one I like to use, is that it was originated by Pete, the head bartender of the Beverly Hills Hotel in Beverly Hills, California. His story goes this way.